get out to the guest line, and really happy to have him. A very, very good season for the Detroit Lions. I know they came up short, but they're going to have a lot to build on when you look at this football team as they look forward. 10-6 in the regular season. They lose 45-28 in the wild card playoff round against the New Orleans Saints. Let's have a conversation with the head coach of the Lions, Jimmy Schwartz, joining us on the program. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks
good
for
to hear
joining
your voice,
us, Jim.
Man. Hey, before we get started, thanks for joining us every week. Your contributions are huge, and I know the Lions fans absolutely love listening to you, so we thank you for that.
Well, thanks for having me every week. Sometimes sometimes I get a little grouchy during the week, but I appreciate you guys.
Nope. Hopefully it's enough football that you want to come back all the time. We don't try to bore you with some of the other stuff that goes on in the world of the media. Here's my reaction. You got a lot to be proud of, and you got an offense that's a freaking machine. And whatever needs to be fixed, you'll fix within the next year. That's how I look at your football team. It's so close now.
Yeah, you look at us, we were a 10-win team, had some wins over some teams that even if they weren't playoff teams, they were right on the verge. You know, we ran the AFC West, so beat Denver, beat San Diego, beat Oakland, beat KC, split with Chicago when Chicago still had their quarterback and wide receiver and running back and those kind of things. And then if you really look, the biggest step we need to be able to take is being able to consistently not just compete but to win against the teams like Green Bay and New Orleans and Atlanta and some of those teams, and that's where we still need to make another step as a franchise. We obviously could compete with New Orleans. We had the lead at the half. We were within 3 points after three quarters, but we weren't able to finish it. And I think that maybe in the long run, that'll serve us a lot better than, maybe losing on a late field goal or something like that, because, we're certainly not going to go into next year saying how all we need to do is stand pat. We still need to improve. We still have things that we need to, that we need to address and improvements we need to make, and I think that'll serve us well to keep that kind of attitude.
And if recent history tells you anything, the Lions fans should have great confidence that you and Martin Mayhew will be able to do that and add a few more pieces to the puzzle. Jimmy, the game, as we recap a little bit of it the other day, the missed opportunities on defense, and you're a defensive guy. You have a chance to make plays, go make them. I think there may have been three dropped interceptions in that football game. Talk about it.
Yeah, when you face a team like the Saints, the whole thing is you got to stop the drive. You got to make them earn everything. You can't give up big plays. And in that third quarter, we gave up two big plays, and both of them were touchdowns, and that's something you can't afford to do. One of them was against cover two, and that's always a bad feeling when you're in a coverage designed to stop the deep pass and you still give up one. But you knew you had to be resilient. It wasn't going to be a three-point game or, a 7-3 game. It was going to be a game that, we were going to have to score with them, but we need to stop the drive, holding the field goals. And one of the ways to stop drive is to get turnovers. And particularly two of those, we can take 10 points off the board with two plays we just make the catch. And then maybe a couple of those other ones, rather than giving up touchdowns, we hold them to field goal rather than giving up a big chunk. And I think another play that sort of goes unnoticed, we did get a turnover, had a sack and a forced fumble. Ball bounces up to us, and we weren't fortunate enough. They blew the whistle. That's a play that if we get that ball in our hands, we're able to go complete that and go score a touchdown. It's 14-0 early in that game, rather than them a couple of plays later tying it up 7-7. So those are things that when you face maybe lesser opponents, teams that aren't playoff teams and championship teams like the Saints, that you can get away with, but we certainly couldn't get away with it with them.
I'll tell you what didn't go unnoticed to me and Tim was the offensive line, the protection. You go out in that stadium, throw the ball 43 times, tackles under stress with the noise, and no sacks. I didn't think that part of your team, if you asked me in August, and I'm just a novice looking at your squad, I didn't think it would be that good. I thought there were some issues there, and you should be really proud of those guys.
Yeah, I think that when we throw the ball as much as we did and we were as one-dimensional, based on where our injuries were at the running back position, we lost Mikel LeShore early in training camp. We lost Javid Best after six games of the season. You know, our quarterback needed to put a lot more on him, which put a lot more on our offensive line.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, the other thing is in our division, we have Julius Peppers twice. We have Clay Matthews twice. We have Jared Allen twice. You know, there's some good guys in there. And when you're throwing it 40 times a game and 50 times a game, and, you know, a couple of those times we even threw it, I think, 63 in one of those games, puts a lot on them. But if you got a quarterback that can get rid of it, if he has weapons that he can get it to, and, you know, it helps the offensive line do their job. And, you know, as the year went on, they became more, you know, our consistency became better and better. And, you know, they certainly had a good season for us.
Jimmy, Jeff Back is talking about the protection, who I thought really had a good year. And I read that he had surgery to repair a torn biceps. Did that happen in the game, or is that something that he's been playing with for a while?
No, it happened in the game in the fourth quarter, you know, and he taped it up and was, you know, game to be able to come back in. But it's something that's going to take a little bit of rehab time. You know, it's a fairly simple, you know, operation, but, you know, it's going to take him a few months. But long-term-wise, he'll be fine.
How is DeAndre Levy after the game? Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, he was. He got banged in the calf. And, okay. Yeah, just it was more of a it wasn't a pull. It was more just, you know, because of the contusion, sort of tightening it up on him and things like that. So, you know, one of the things that came out other than Jeff Back is we didn't have you know, a bunch of injuries. So we've had some years here where we've been rehabbing a bunch of guys, and, you know, we'll have some off season surgeries and things like that. But, you know, it's more things that guys played with rather than things that sent them to the IR. You know, our two biggest ones are getting back Mikel LeShore with the torn Achilles from training camp, and then Jahvid Best from the concussions. And, you know, those guys give us a big boost. You know, we talk about the Saints and how powerful they are and things like that. You know, giving us a couple running backs like that, you know, guys like the way they use Sproles and the way we use Jahvid Best and the way they use, you know, Pierre Thomas and Ingram and those guys and the way we plan on using LeShore, that'll be a big boost for us.
How's Mikel doing with his rehab on the Achilles, okay?
Yeah, I mean, those again, that's another fairly straightforward thing. And, you know, he's certainly not ready to, you know, to go carry the ball right now. But we expect when we're starting our off-season program that he'll be with the rest of the team. Yeah, he's a really hard worker. You know, he's a real savvy guy. You know, we found out early in training camp he was very, very good at protections. He understood the blitz game, understood protections. He's technique-wise was really good, was really tough. I guess you'd call it a positive, but one of the bright sides of being being injured all year is he was able to sort of, you know, not have the pressure, but he was able to also experience everything. We took him on most of our road trips. So, you know, he was able to go to the Metrodome and go through it with the team and be on the sideline. He went to just about all of our meetings and all of our walkthroughs. And a lot of IR guys don't go through that. You know, they go do the rehab and, you know, sort of check out. But he was there when we're preparing for the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. And next year when he's going through that, even though he wasn't playing, it won't be all new to him. So I think that was an important part of his of what he was able to do this year, even though he was injured.
Excited Matt Stafford got through the whole year. He looked phenomenal. He is walking his way towards an elite class. You know that. And I first off, to get through the year, I know how important it was to him because of the history with him. I want to take you to one more place before the year's out, because I'm going to make you my scout now. You played the 49ers. You played the Saints twice. Now, tell me about that matchup as a coach. What do you think is going to shake out with these guys?
Well, I mean, both of them are good teams. Both of them, I think, had the same record over the course of the season. You know, they're built a little bit different. You know, I think that they have a little different weapons. You know, Frank Gore obviously is, you know, San Fran's number one weapon on offense, and that's really helped the quarterback, and it's also helped their defense. You know, New Orleans plays a little different game, a little bit more of a wide-open game. You know, and San Fran plays a little bit closer to the vest. I mean, I think if that was a basketball game, you know, some of those you look and basketball coaches say, hey, look, if this game is played in the 50s and 60s, it favors us. If it's played in the 70s and 80s, it favors the opponent. I think that, you know, if it was a basketball game, fast pace, high scoring game, obviously favors the Saints. a slow pace, a little bit more delivered. I think that plays a little bit more into the hands of what San Fran's been good at this year. But as a football fan, it'll certainly be fun to watch that one.
Going to be a great game, and San Francisco defensively, it I think a lot like you guys, it'll be about getting pressure with four and not breaking down in the coverage looks on the back end. And then offensively, defending San Francisco's run game and all the heavy personnel, Jimmy, with the tight ends and the extra defensive linemen, and just breaking them down, and covered them a couple times this year, they're going to make a defense, and Greg Williams really defend 53 yards because of the versatility of their run game. Hard to get a tendency on what they want to do in the running game. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of those teams that they're going to run it, and they can still run it. And there have been those teams over the course of, NFL. But a lot of that has to do with the running back. He's low center of gravity, really strong, always been productive. They do a lot with their power game and their heavy packages and tight end packages and things like that. That's the lifeblood. I mean, they run the ball very well, and that helps. Like I said, that helps their quarterback, that helps their wide receivers, and it helps their defense. And that'll really be the big matchup in the game that everybody will look at.
Mister, I'm going to tell you this, and you're not going to listen to me because I can already tell how you are. But you had a long, hard season. You coach your ass off. We watch you every Sunday. Are you capable of taking a weekend break here? Can you chill out at all?
I got the East-West game coming up.
Oh, there it is.
Might make a run down to that. There's no off-season in the NFL, and, particularly not, where we are. I think that this was an important step for this club, for this city, and our individual players. Some of our individual players like Stafford and Calvin. Stafford's the fourth guy in NFL history to throw for 5,000 yards. He's 23 years old.
Incredible.
Calvin is, an unbelievable player that, even when teams are trying to double him and he's the number one guy on their must-stop list, he still has the season that he has. We obviously made the playoffs and, didn't go as far as we wanted to go and things like that. But, there's 12 teams that entered this tournament. 11 of them are going to have days like we had on Saturday or Sunday, and they're going to have exit physicals and sending their guys home, and they're going to come away maybe a little bit more hungry. Like I said, I think the thing that'll serve us best for this is we don't have any kind of an attitude as if we arrived. This is still a very hungry team. It's a hard-working team. And we know that we still have a lot more work to do, and I think that's a good feeling to have going into the off season, rather than hey, all we need to do is just keep things the same.
Tim, Jim, not even one. A weekend. He's not taking
a
weekend.
He's on the ball.
You're
all the
an
time.
Animal,
and you're probably in the weight room once a day too, if I know you.
Well, no, not in the weight room. I'm on the treadmill, I'm trying to get as small as I can. Yeah, I had to put a couple extra. Or buying a couple extra belts that were bigger this year, but that's just part of the NFL.
A November belt than a December belt.
Pat, you know what it is. No doubt.
You know what it is? It's a box of stale donuts next to the
coaches.
Coffee machine.
Coaches are unlike players. Players are losing weight during the season. Coaches are putting it on during the season.
The coaches, you work so many hours. It's such a grind that you get late in the season, all you're doing is you're eating to keep your energy up. It happens to, so many different coaches. I so much admire those guys that can stay trim and keep the same pant size all season, because I know I can't. It's very difficult to find the time. You have so many things to do. You feel very selfish taking an hour exercising every day. But in the off season, it's a lot easier to do. You can do that. We can eat a little bit better. A lot of times we're sort of like, pigs at the trough. Whatever they put in front of us, we eat. And
how's 2 a.m. when you're getting that last donut?
Hey, that's it. Yeah, I mean, whatever you got to do to be able to keep your attention and energy up for another hour, you do. Off-season wise, obviously that changes a lot. So I got a lot of work ahead of me this off-season.
I can't imagine how many cups of coffee Gunn drinks every day.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of. He used to be a big nicotine guy too, but that's starting to fade away. But all coaches are the same way. I mean, people have people really underestimate how many hours. It's 100 hours a week for, you know, whatever months it is, you know, beginning of August all the way to, you know, whenever, end of January, end of December, whenever your season's over. And there's maybe one or two days off in that whole string. And, you know, it takes an incredible amount of work ethic, but also takes a good family at home, you know, things like that. And yeah, you know, people underestimate how hard it is on a family when a coach is working that way. That's why we try to make it up in the off season, try to spend as much time as we can before training camp and in the off season, spending more time with our families. But we're all very, very obsessed with doing everything we can to be able to win on Sunday.
It's because you love it. Jimmy, we got like 1 minute left before we get you out of here. You played Green Bay twice. What will the key be for the Giants at Lambeau Field to hang in there with the Packers?
Well, big plays, run after the catch. Those things are really big with Green Bay's offense. They're very, very good at getting the ball in wide receivers, tight ends' hands, and making big, big plays. I think it matches up pretty well for the Giants in that they don't have to blitz to get pressure. It's very, very difficult to blitz Aaron Rodgers. Gets rid of the ball very quickly, sees everything really well. He has a lot of different playmakers. And the Giants have a really good pass rush, and they can get there with four without having to blitz. The Giants have some playmakers of their own. And, you know, I think that, Eli Manning has a lot of playoff experience. And his ability to move that team and make clutch drives and score clutch touchdowns, that's very important when they're on the road at Lambeau and all those things. They have experience playing in not greatest weather playing in New York. So that's another good matchup. At this point, there's everybody's there for a reason. These are all good teams, and you have two quarterbacks that have won Super Bowl trophies, and I think that. That's some pretty good playoff football there when both guys have Super Bowl rings.
Jimmy, thanks again for joining us every week. We'll see you down at the Senior Bowl. Congratulations on really a great season with the Lions. Thank you.
All right, fellas. Talk to you soon.
Take care, Jim. Thanks very much.